Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. That's right. May 19, Tuesday, 2015. And the news is good regarding Kent Hovind. I could not be more happy right now. And I hope you also share in that and thank our Heavenly Father for all the charges have now been dropped. All charges dropped. Now the question is, when is he going to get out of prison? He has served almost 9 years of his life in prison. For what reason? It appears now they were false charges. I don't know if there were any kind of deals that were signed. I would doubt that he would do that. I don't know. But I'm sure he's looking out for the best interest of the issue. He is a man who stands and then stands, and we are so fortunate that Ken Hovind is on our side. Now comes the issue of restitution. What will they do to attempt to try and make this man whole? If that could even be done. 9 years away from his family. So we are so thrilled to hear this news, as well as to congratulate all of those who have had an earthly involvement in this issue. Rudy and his wife, Erin Davis, he took off 3 months from his job because he believed so much in the issue that he wanted to get this man free. Can you imagine saying, I believe in something so much, I will take 3 months off from my job, I'll live off my savings or whatever, until I get him free? Absolutely incredible. So, we're celebrating today for Kent Hovind, and of course we'll want to have him on the show after all of this is over with, and he is freed to be with his family. Before I begin the news today, I want to give you a positive story. Sometimes we get off on the wrong foot with news. You know, the negative stuff. So I'd like to give you a very positive story that I would love to be able to do this every day, because it does make us realize there are good people out there. They just don't get the light shined on them as much as those that create the problems. Are we looking at an agenda? Absolutely. Well, we have an agenda to show people for what they are and the goodness that they contain. But there are some other issues that need to be addressed. What is happening in Greece is one of those, and it looks as though the austerity movement may be challenged. Senator Warren continues to fight against the TPP. That's getting her a lot of attention, I have to say, and I'm glad for that reason. And it appears Hillary Clinton lied, now there's a head-turner for you, about her email addresses. First it was stated she didn't have that email address, and now, oh yeah, she did have that email address. Why is it we allow those people to lie and lie and lie? They get away with it. And those of us that don't lie are blamed for lying. Pretty incredible stuff, isn't it? Okay, now we go to ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. And I'm going to give you a statement that Imus in the Morning made. Why are these talk show hosts that have huge venues and audiences making statements like this? That's a question I have. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, and I'll give you the upcoming guest today. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us today, caring about your world and doing the next right and honorable thing. And that is so important, because sometimes we get confused. What should I do? How much am I responsible for this? The next right and honorable thing. Well, there's a little boy that did that, and I've got to give so much credit to his mother, because any parent would be proud to have a child who did this. And I like to start this news day off with a story of a 5-year-old. His mother and he were inside a Waffle House when a man walked in that was homeless, obviously looking pretty shoddy. And this happened in Prattville, Alabama. The little boy, Josiah Duncan, asked his mother, "What is that man over there?" That he noticed this dirty-looking man that was holding a bag. His mother, Ava Falk, explained that the man was homeless. The little boy wanted to know more. "What does that mean?" the boy asked. "Well, that means he doesn't have a home," his mom said. Well, after learning that the man had no home and seemingly no family or friends to rely on, the boy was the most upset by the fact that he had no food to eat. since he had come in, nobody went over to even help him. So the little boy went over 5 years old. We can all take a lesson from this. The little boy went over and asked the man, "Do you need a menu? Because you can't order without a menu." And so Josiah and his mother told the man he could order anything and everything he wanted, and that they wanted to feed him. Josiah and his mom said he ordered everything, including a big serving of bacon. And anyway, there were 11 people in the restaurant watching this five-year-old doing this touching thing. And then after the food arrived, the little boy, gesture on his own, went over to the man and prayed the blessing over the food. He belted out his passionate blessing in the middle of the Waffle House. God our Father, we thank you for our many blessings, for our many blessings. Amen. Amen. The man cried. The mother cried. All the 11 people there cried. The mother said, "This is like the most wonderful thing and accomplishments that any parent could ever have to witness of their child." The man left. They don't know what happened to him, but I'll tell you what. I bet he never forgets Josiah. What an amazing story. You know, that's one of those good deeds that we can do every day. Doesn't take much, doesn't cost much, but we can do that. So I want to challenge you to find out what your good deed is going to be today. And if you're a child, guess what? Josiah made a huge difference in at least, 13 people's lives there. If you're a child, it doesn't make any difference. That child acted and did something the rest of those people did not do. So I just encourage you, find your good deed today. Okay, now we'll get into the news, because I know you listen to this because you want to know what the news is and you don't want the spin that television gives you. So let me give you a little bit of information that I think is relative to our world and relative to what most people are being told on television. And that is, what happens when Ramadi falls? Back to ISIS again. Now, remember that since we went to war twice, not once, but twice with Iraq, well, we're kind of like persona non grata, they want you to believe, although we appear to be controlling all the gas and all the oil reserves and anything that makes any money. Well, we're there for that, but the rest of it, supposedly, we're not there. I disagree. I believe that we are. And now they're saying that while stopping short of confirming ISIL's statement that it had seized full control of the Anbar province capital, the Defense Department appeared to leave open the possibility, which would mark a major defeat for the Baghdad government. Ramadi, the capital, has been contested since last summer, and ISIL now has the advantage. The Pentagon spokesperson Alisa Smith says, "The loss of the city would not mean the overall Iraq military campaign was turning into ISIL's favor." Really? "But acknowledge that it would give a group a propaganda boost. That just means the coalition will have to support Iraqi forces to take it back later," adding that the United States continued providing it with air support and advice. Rand Paul appeared on CNN this morning and was asked the question, "Do we invade Iraq again, if Baghdad falls or comes under attack?" Now, remember, Baghdad is supposed to be, I believe, an hour and a half to 3 hours away. I don't remember. I've heard a couple of conflicting reports from Ramadi. And he said he would probably support an air campaign, but that we need to take care of some of the tribal people there. And we need to support them. Well, we've already supported them with billions and billions of dollars. And he even made the joke that the only thing we haven't done was give them tearaway uniforms so that they could get away faster. I mean, think about the jocularity that people want to utilize when it comes to the Iraq war. But don't forget how many thousands of men and women lost their lives there. For, help me remember what reason they lost their lives? To kill Saddam Hussein? No. To free the people in Iraq? No. I don't know the reason that millions of people in Iraq were killed. And I don't know the reason even that Saddam Hussein was killed. He wasn't a threat to us. Well, perhaps he was, since we sold him all those biologicals and chemicals and nuclear weapons. Perhaps. Today on ISIS, he was discussing Hillary Clinton and, of course, the failure of hers to answer questions. And he says, I don't care if she doesn't answer any questions. All I want Hillary to do is kill people. What? That was his statement. Then he came back and said, go kill ISIS. You see, they have vilified ISIS so much that if we talk in terms of killing ISIS, that's okay. Because they're evil people. They behead people. They do all these horrible acts. They, no telling what they do to children and women. So now if Ramadi falls, does that mean the United States is going to go back to Iraq? I kind of think so. But I don't think Baghdad's going to fall. Because it's not supposed to fall. And I've been saying that since day one, when they were within miles, air quotes, of Baghdad. If ISIS wanted and was as strong as they say, they would have taken Baghdad and all the oil reserves and all the gas reserves and all of our equipment and the green zone in Baghdad. But that's not happening. Obama has now promised that the U.S. military is going to defend the rich Arab dictatorships. Did you wonder why the meeting at the Cooperation Council of the Arab States took place? And remember, there were a few leaders that failed to show up there? And so they had all of their extra personnel placed around that table, so it looked like there were a lot of people represented. Only six attended. And I believe another six failed to show. Representing countries. Well, anyway, high officials from the six Persian Gulf countries got assurances last week from President Obama at this meeting of the Cooperation Council for the Arab States of the Gulf that the United States would respond, perhaps with military force. And you can take that one to the insolvent bank, I guarantee you. That the United States will respond to an external threat to any of the following countries. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, Oman, United Arab Emirates. And by the way, just to remind you that just about all of those countries have been cited by Amnesty International for horrible human rights abuses. We are defending those that create and do the human rights abuses. These are not democracies. Not all of them are democracies. And of course, Kuwait, who we helped the last time, is certainly not. But now our president has promised that he will defend them. Given the fact now that we've got Russia choosing up sides with their countries, the United States is now doing the same. Bombing is taking place in Yemen. As we talked yesterday, Saudi Arabia has declared war on Yemen. Oh, but it's not a big deal. It's only airstrikes, and it's only against the Houthi fighters in Yemen. This UN envoy called for an extension of a five-day humanitarian ceasefire. It expired late Sunday night. They're only attacking the Houthi rebels. Tell me how you do that with airstrikes. Just, come on, give me a hint. How do you do that? We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today, sharing the good news that Kent Hovind probably should be released before long, unless there's some kind of snafu or snag. I am just so excited that Kent Hovind will be a free man before long. Thank you, thank you, thank you, y'all, that he will be a free man. All charges have been dropped against Kent Hovind, and I am glad that the Power Hour could play a role in that. As little as we did, I'm glad that we did. And I just would like to chide a bunch of the people that said, oh, I don't want to get involved with the IRS issues. so sad. Because guess what? When they come after you, other people may say the same thing. I don't want to get involved. Let me get back to the news. Germany, France, and Italy sign the EU drone program challenging the U.S. and Israeli alternatives. Germany, France, and Italy have agreed to start a European drone program aimed at reducing reliance on the U.S. and Israeli technology. The first U.S. tailored drone is expected to be operating by 2025. let's say it's probably already being done. According to German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen, the UN drone project makes us, the Europeans, independent. The goal of the Euro drone is that we can decide by ourselves in Europe on where we deploy the Euro drone and how to use it. I'm pretty sure it's already there. And we must resist corporations. That's the statement of France's National Front Party. Marie Le Pen has launched this month-long blitz against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, the TTIP, we refer to as the TTP, Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, a proposed EU-US treaty, which has been criticized for its selectiveness and lack of accountability. Boy, you can say that again. It is vital that the French people know about the TTIP's content and its motivations in order to be able to fight it. Because our fellow countrymen must have the choice of their future, because they should impose a model of society that suits them and not forced by multinational companies eager for profits. Brussels technocrats sold to the lobbies and former President Nicolas Sarkozy, who are subservient to these technocrats. Le Pen said that during a press conference in Paris, as per U.S. practice, the contents of all economic treaties are classified. And again, ask the question, why? The EU has recently set up reading rooms throughout Europe for officials with clearance. But only a few thousand people have had access to the working documents. And I must say that there are some people standing up against the TTIP. Very few, though, when it comes to those that are involved in the government in positions where they're able to make a difference. One of those is Senator Elizabeth Warren. She releases broken promises. One of the biggest critics of the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal being touted by the White House raises questions about the Obama administration's promises for the TPP in a new report. Now, this is a 15-page broken promises study put out by Senator Elizabeth Warren this past Monday. And it contains what the lawmaker's office describes as highlights from two decades of failed enforcement by the United States of labor and environmental standards related to those free trade agreements. Very few people standing against it. But you see, this is good cop, bad cop. Whenever this happens, things like this take place. The president, who it's normally the Republicans that are for the trade agreements. Democrats have notoriously, historically, been against trade agreements because it hurts the worker. It only helps the corporations. And, of course, we have this good cop, bad cop thing, this red state, blue state, Democrat, Republican. And we set people against each other. So the Republicans are for capitalism, for making free enterprise, for doing the right thing by corporations. And then the Democrats are supposed to be against it. And they're supposed to be against the trade policies. But you've got the president saying, oh, no, oh, no, this is a good deal. Like he has railroaded several others through. And then on the other hand, you have the president saying, no police state equipment to go to these local and state and municipal law enforcement organizations. Another good cop, bad cop situation. So it has Fox News always fighting CNN. That's the way it works. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. And are they going to confiscate money from bank accounts in Greece? Just like they did in Cyprus. We'll talk about that after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world. The Gary Null retreat has gotten a little bit out of hand in a really good way. I'm so excited. That's because I think we've got close to 40 people wanting to attend now. And I'll let you know that I will be there from the 2nd to the 8th of August. We have sort of like an overflow, it appears now. Those of you who have already signed up will be guaranteed to be there during the week of the 2nd through the 8th. Then overflow will go into the following weeks because Gary Null is going to be doing this all month long in August so that you will have a place there. It just may not be with all the Power Hour people. The Power Hour people, like I said, will be there from the 2nd through the 8th. And I just thank all of you. It's just getting to be a little bit more work than I had planned on. And thank goodness that Noel has agreed to help me on it. So you may be hearing from either Noel or myself. Because this is, I had no idea. And I will tell you this, the price has gone up for $2,500. There is a work-study program that some people will be eligible for that will pay for half of their the fee. And some people will get that, some people will not. I don't know how they're going to work that. That's not my decision. But there is a work-study program where you can work a few hours a day and get $1,000 taken off of your seminar and your retreat. So anyway, just to let you know that the information is going out. It's just taking a while because we didn't expect this kind of a response. But I will tell you that I have seen nothing like it. My life is totally different since I went down there to Texas for 2 weeks, and I'm so thrilled. And if you still want to find out about it and you want information, then call us at the Power Mall or email us at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com and tell us your, and put in the subject heading Gary Null Retreat. Gary Null, N-U-L-L, Retreat. And we'll try to get back to everybody and get everybody a place in the Gary Null Retreat. This morning we're going to be talking about Organosil, the silica. I didn't get a chance to talk to the guest because he met Yankee, because I was down at the retreat at the time he was on the show. So we're going to talk about silica and why it is so important. I also want to tell you that we have 24 bottles for veterans. Now, all you have to do is pay $10 shipping and handling, and you get the product for free. I wish we could do the shipping and handling, but we're just not in a position to be able to do that right now. So we have 24 bottles for veterans. If you will email us at thepowerhour, poor Wanda, I'm sorry, thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com, or call the Power Mall, 877, let me just use the other number, 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049. In the third hour, we're going to be talking about birtherreport.com. Give you an idea how we're going to update on some things that have happened in that case. But we do have at the Power Hour now a wonderful opportunity for you to get some free new mana. That is, if you purchase $100 or more, you're going to get a free bag, the Mylar bag, of either Prosta Primavera, Pineapple Habanero Chili, or Enchilada Beans and Rice. And you'll get to try the food. And I really thank Daniel Brigman for having put this together for us so that we can give it away to you. And that gives you a taste of the food, and you can see proof. We say it's as good as it is. And not just Alan saying it. It's all of us. Let me tell you. It's all of us. So the shipping is still available. And what I mean by that is you can get anything under $500 order for only $10 this week. Now, that's huge. For only $10 shipping. Because sometimes, you know, when you purchase a lot, it's $25 and $35 shipping. Not this week. Up to $500, it is only $10. And I'm going to give JJ credit for this, for coming up with this idea. I think it's excellent. Then over $500, if you purchase over $500, the shipping is free. Awesome. So please take advantage of that this week, because it will not go on past Friday. Not go on past Friday. Remember, all the spices are on sale. Get your turmeric now. We talked about Healing Spices book with Dr. Agarwal. Get your turmeric now, ladies and gentlemen, while it's on special. And the Gary Null products, because Gary Null will be joining us Thursday. Gary Null will be on the show talking about the retreat and talking about his products. The red stuff, green stuff, purple stuff, and muscle stuff. I love those names. No ego involved in that. Red stuff, green stuff, purple stuff, and muscle stuff. So there you got it. And please support the Power Mall. We desperately need that. And there's a donate button that Wanda has put up on the website. Please donate to the Power Mall. We really, really need your support now. Thank you all so much. And the phone number, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Are they going to confiscate money from bank accounts in Greece, just like they did in Cyprus? What do you think? Economic Collapse says that at this point, the Greek government has not received any money from the EU or the IMF since August of 2014. What about all those promises? Well, as you can imagine, that means the Greek government accounts are just about totally gone. The new Greek government continues to insist that it will never violate its anti-austerity mandate, but it's not looking like that, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, the unemployment rate in Greece is over 25%. The banking system's on the verge of collapse. It is not going to take a whole lot to set off a panic. And when that happens, there's already rumors that the EU plans to confiscate money from private bank accounts just like they did in Cyprus. And trust me, that is exactly what's going to happen. Newly released documents indicate that Hillary Clinton, when she said that she didn't have those email addresses, not true. It was denied by David Kendall, her attorney, that hrod17@clintonemail.com, that was her server, hrod17@clintonemail.com didn't exist. Well, guess what? It did. She lied over and over again. Nuclear disaster is waiting to happen, so says this whistleblower. Royal Navy probes the Trident whistleblower's claims. RT did this story, Russia Today. Why aren't we hearing this from other places? The Royal Navy launched an investigation into whistleblower William McNeely, who exposed horrid security lapses in the UK's Trident nuclear program, which makes it easier for intruders to access some secured areas. In fact, they've said that it's easier to get into most nightclubs. It's easier to get into the Trident than it is most nightclubs. UK authorities are concerned for the whereabouts of the 25-year-old whistleblower who went absent without leave and cooperated with WikiLeaks to post a detailed 18-page report. If you want to look it up, it's called The Nuclear Secrets. And in his revelations, the whistleblower notes that some 30 safety and security flaws on Trident submarines that are based out of Faslane on the Clyde, Scotland. McNeely took his time out, outlining the ease at which potential terrorists can invade the secured base. But they can't find him right now. Japan volcano has not erupted in 800 years, but guess what? In the last 2 to 3 weeks, it's risen 4 inches. Dutch Sense says that at the beginning of May 2015, Japanese officials closed the area around Mount Hakone, H-A-K-O-N-E, in southeast Japan due to gushing, dangerous steam, which began to appear rather suddenly from areas which normally don't show any activity. New reports today indicate, now this is really yesterday, that the area had risen 4 inches in the past few weeks. Not good. Also, there's an article related to this you may want to check out. 40 volcanoes are erupting now, and 34 of them are along the Ring of Fire. Defense and State Department documents reveal Obama administration knew that al-Qaeda terrorist had planned the Benghazi attack 10 days in advance. I would submit this is the good cop, bad cop news. Another one of those situations where they say, oh, the administration knew 10 days in advance and they didn't do anything, that the bad al-Qaeda were coming. No, it wasn't the al-Qaeda. U.S. involvement there was so obvious in that the U.S. was sending weapons to Syria, and it was Libya who got the brunt of this, given the fact that they were the transition place with the U.S. Ambassador there, who evidently they turned against. And the real story is different. But to be able to defend the story now, they're saying, well, the administration knew 10 days in advance. Another rabbit trail, ladies and gentlemen, another rabbit trail. And in fact, Glenn Beck had on his radio show Eric Prince, formerly Blackwater, and he came out and said it. They were dealing in weapons. They were sending weapons through Libya to Syria. Well, guess what? He's right. We told you that, though, months and months ago. Because the Moriartys were the ones responsible for bringing that information to us. And all I can say is, where is the media? I've told several investigators about this, and nothing has come from it. And they have the evidence and the information. Representative Louis Gohmert now suggests that the feds are using Jade Helm to provoke a fight with the citizens. Now, Congressman Louis Gohmert out of Texas called for changes to the Jade Helm military exercises, arguing that the labeling of Texas and Utah as hostile states in Army documents related to the drill is totally suspicious, while suggesting that the federal government is trying to provoke a fight with citizens. And in a piece published by the Highland County Press, Gohmert, who is vice chair of the Judiciary Committee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security, suggests that the Utah and Texas states have been labeled negatively because they are red states. I don't believe that. I believe it's because they are proactive states. He says, once I observed the map depicting hostile, permissive, and uncertain states and locations, I was rather appalled that the hostile areas amazingly have a Republican majority and believe in the sanctity of the United States Constitution. Really? Come on. It's a little weak, sir. We know it's not Republican versus Democrat. Science and Reason, unfortunately, took a huge backseat to the 9/11 official story. How sad I am to report to you that the historic AIA resolution vote took place. Remember, we had Richard Gage on the program talking about, as he is a member of the American Institute of Architects. Well, guess what? It was a historic vote. But delegates to the American Institute of Architects overwhelmingly voted down the resolution 15-6, which called for AIA to support a new investigation of the destruction of the World Trade Center Building 7 on September 11, 2001. The resolution, which was introduced by AIA member Dan Barnum, you go, guy, thank you for doing it, was voted down overwhelmingly by a vote. Are you ready for this? 3,892 against it to 160 for it. And basically it means that 96% of the delegates voted to ignore the science, the facts, and the evidence, which is common knowledge today, about the destruction of WTC-7. How sad it is. You know, that was a long-awaited vote. It took place. I mean, I still can't believe 3,892 were against opening an investigation. Why would anybody be against opening an investigation? With the lies that have been said by this federal government? And only 160 supported it. Unbelievable. Are you within 100 miles of the Canadian border? Well, danger, red flags. It's about to get much worse. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee approved Bill S-750, which gives Border Patrol and DHS agents immediate access to federal land within 100 miles of both national borders and prohibit the Secretaries of Interior and Agriculture from impeding any CBP activities. It's about to get much worse. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee approved Bill S-750, which gives Border Patrol DHS agents immediate access to federal land within 100 miles. What are they thinking? I'll tell you what they're thinking. It's called control, control, control. So you will be interrogated for driving within 100 miles of the Canadian border. Border Patrol currently has more access to the border surrounding lands than does the public. It demonstrates the overreach and overkill of waiving laws 100 miles inland. And that's what McCain's bill does. Not good. Not good. No tanks? Well, the U.S. police is going to lose some military equipment. Not all of it, but some of it. Remember when we were giving you the stories about how Homeland Security et al., all those federal organizations that have all the money in the world because they take yours every April 15th? Well, they say they can't have all that equipment. Remember we were astounded to find out that bayonets, landmines, MRAPs, all those things were being given to the local law enforcement? Well, another good cop, bad cop story. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. What's going to happen to those bayonets? Where are they anyway? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24-7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Our guest in the next hour, Matthew Yankee, will be talking about silica. Why is silica important, and why organic silica? And why do we have to go so far to get the really good silica? Silica is not silica is not silica. We'll find out about it, why your body needs it. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Linda Jordan. Birtherreport.com. That'll give you a hint. And she says there's a final nail in the coffin of Barack Obama and the death of Loretta Fuddy. And that many, many red flags have been raised. That's the article linked at the Power Hour. Tomorrow, just to let you know, Stephanie Sledge will be joining us. Really looking forward to this. Stephanie had a car accident the last time she was supposed to be on. And I think she totaled her car. It was horrible. And she was injured, but bless her heart, she's going to be on Wednesday, tomorrow. And we're going to be getting a Jared Loughner update. Oh, I can hardly wait. I mean it. I want to know what has gone on with Jared Loughner. Remember the shooting in Arizona? Gabby Giffords? Well, we're going to find out where and what's happening to Jared Loughner. Then also tomorrow, we'll be talking to Dr. Lawrence Wilson. He's been on the program once before talking about hair mineral analysis, which I had done, by the way. And also, he's going to be talking about near-infrared saunas. Near-infrared, different from far-infrared saunas. So tomorrow, Dr. Lawrence Wilson, Stephanie Sledge. On Thursday will be Dr. Gary Null. And then on Friday, Dr. Bonnie Freeling will be joining us to talk about, in her practice, as an MD alternative doctor, Dr. Bonnie Freeling will be talking to us about hair analysis and also about the near-infrared sauna, how she uses it in her practice. And then we're going to have Brian from saunaspace.com. Brian makes, in my estimation, the best near-infrared sauna in the country, and he makes it in Columbia, Missouri. How convenient for me. Anyway, I purchased one full price on my own and became such a believer in it. And we'll talk about saunas, near-infrared saunas, on Friday. Okay, getting back to the news. We're talking about no tanks, how the police are saying now, well, we want all that military equipment because it gives us posture, because it lets people know we're serious. And now President Obama says that he's going to ban some of that equipment. Here's another one of those good cop, bad cop scenarios where the president is taking the opposite view of Fox News, because Fox News wants them to have all the latest toys that they could possibly have. And CNN, of course, is against having all those toys, like grenade launchers, bayonets, heavy machine guns, camouflage uniforms. And now they're saying that people will not think they're scary enough. Really? So now he's going to deny some of those things. We'll see if it really happens. In Mississippi, the city of Richland, are you ready for this, has a new $4.1 million police station. I didn't know they even built things with millions anymore. I thought it had to be billions given by the DOD. Anyway, it is a top-level training center, a fleet also of black and white Dodge Charger police cars, and all of it was paid for through civil forfeitures of property and cash seized during traffic stops of what police say were suspected drug runners on I-20. In other words, if you get stopped on I-20 and you've got $1,000 in cash, well, it must have been from drugs. Nobody else would carry $1,000, right? Well, civil libertarians are questioning the constitutionality of civil forfeiture, thank you very much, which has become a key part of revenue for state and local law enforcement agencies nationwide. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with a tragic story of a veteran in a Texas jail. Again. We'll be right back. Joyce Riley in the Power Hour. Stay tuned.